Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a partly cloudy day today. Mid and late showers possible, lower 70s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, mid-60s. On Thursday, cloudy showers and a thunderstorm around 80. Friday, leftover showers, otherwise cloudy, 75 to 80. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In Kent, they're closing in on the allocation of their American Rescue Plan Act funds. The ARPA Needs Assessment Committee in Kent will present its report to the selectmen tomorrow, hoping to have its recommendations adopted that same day. The committee has made a number of recommendations as to how the over $800,000 from the federal government for responding to COVID-19 should be allocated and dispersed. If approved, the funds will be allocated into six categories: individuals and families, $100,000, dispersed through applications of up to $5,000 per person; local businesses, $100,000, dispersed through applications of up to $10,000 in grants per applicant; nonprofits, $200,000, dispersed through applications of up to $15,000 in grants per applicant; municipal projects, $180,000, infrastructure upgrades, $150,000, and the Kent Volunteer Fire Department, $80,000. There's a reserve of $11,800 the committee suggests could either be held in reserve for excess applications if any of the categories are allocated between the six categories. A survey was done over 6 months. Focus groups were held and interviews with individuals were conducted by the committee to gather information about the impact of COVID-19 and the pandemic on the town. The committee has developed applications that would be sent to and processed by Kent Treasurer Barbara Herbst for individuals, businesses, and nonprofits seeking those funds. Those applications would begin July 1st and be accepted through August 30th if the selectmen agree. Well, children will be able to get COVID vaccine this week in Connecticut. State officials are reporting that the vaccinations for children under the age of 5 are expected to be available in Connecticut this week following federal authorization. The State Department of Public Health advised COVID-19 vaccine providers on Sunday that distribution of the new pediatric vaccinations for those younger children has started, and providers who placed a pre-order will receive the vaccines this week. The governor said on Monday the state's vaccination plans call for children ages 6 months to 4 years old, now that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has endorsed Pfizer-BioNTech's three-dose vaccine and Moderna's two-dose vaccine for this age group to become eligible to receive shots. In anticipation of the CDC authorization, the Department of Public Health previously announced the signups, but also cautioned that not all pediatricians will have the COVID-19 vaccine. Officials said there will be hundreds of pharmacy locations that will begin offering the COVID-19 vaccine to children. Well, in Great Barrington, with the closing of the Clean All laundromat in February, Great Barrington has gone 4 months without a place where members of the public can wash their clothes, forcing travel to nearby towns. A new laundromat is planned for now, but people without washing machines in their homes must haul their dirty clothes out of town to a small laundromat in Stockbridge or others in Lenox and Lee. People without cars must rely on friends and neighbors for help. Customers aren't the only ones who see a business void in Great Barrington. Paula Kohler of Sandersfield has said they're preparing to open a new laundromat in Great Barrington. The timeline for opening is between late 2022 or early 2023, according to Alan Harris, a consultant working with Kohler. In Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority meets tonight at 5 o'clock. Board of Finance meets tonight at 6 o'clock in Cornwall. Board of Selectmen have a Zoom meeting tonight at 7:30. In Sheffield, the Select Board meeting is happening tonight at 7 p.m. Kent, Board of Education, special meeting happening today at 4:30. In Millerton, the 2022 village elections are being held from noon till 9 p.m. at the Village Hall, located at 5933 North Elm Avenue.
My name is Alicia Sartori. Matt Hartzog and I are up for re-election as trustees for the Village of Millerton. Elections are happening today, June 21st, at the Village Hall, located at 5933 North Elm Avenue in Millerton. You can vote between 12 noon and 9 p.m.
In Salisbury, the Salisbury Democratic Town Committee meeting tonight at 6. At 6:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission also has a meeting. Also coming up today in North Canaan, it's Family Fun Week going on today. Community Helper Night at Lawrence Field. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a tapas menu. Also, every night specials for dinner, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,888.78, the NASDAQ at 10,798.35, and the S&P 500 at 3674.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.